Moncrief on News Talk.
As you've been hearing through the course of this election campaign, the housing crisis is, of course, hurting people all over the country, including in Gaeltacht areas. A group in Meath say that homes in their two Gaeltacht areas are being bought by non-Irish speakers, and they suggest that this situation can only be averted through some form of positive discrimination. Harry McGarry is part of that group and principal of St Patrick's Classical School in Navan. Harry, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Could you tell us a bit about the two Gaeltacht areas in Navan? How many people are in Meath, I should say? How many people are living in them?
Well, I suppose you'd have over 500 families maybe in total in the Ballygibb Gaeltacht. There are two small Gaeltacht areas in Meath. You have Ballygibb and Rockharn, of course. Ballygibb was set up in 1937, Rockharn in 1935. So we're still holding on to our Gaeltacht status. And as members, I suppose, of a Gaeltacht community, we're very acutely aware of our unique position in Ireland's cultural heritage. Our communities, I suppose, are not just places where Irish is spoken, but, you know, they're thriving, living expressions, I suppose, of our language and our heritage. And since the establishment of the Gaeltacht in 1937, families in our community here have worked very hard to preserve and to strengthen the Irish language.
Yeah, indeed. And a lot of families, I understand, a lot of families move to Meath from other Irish-speaking areas.
Yes, for example, in my area, Ballygibb, 59 very brave families left very remote areas on the western seaboard, parts of Donegal, Mayo, Kerry and Cork. And they set up a new Gaeltacht in Ballygibb, which brought with it its own challenges, of course, but it was a very brave move on their part. They left very poor small farms where they were. They swapped those for better, more fertile land in County Meath. And we're here since, and we're a thriving community, but we face challenges, there's no doubt about it. And maintaining our Gaeltacht status, not just it requires a huge community effort, but it requires investment, and both financially, I suppose, and also in terms of human resources. But we're facing great threats that could undermine the identity of the Gaeltacht community.
Yeah, and I suppose a key part of that is where you're situated in the country, in that it is now part of the Dublin commuter belt.
Yes, absolutely, because Ballygibb, of course, is located in the Dublin commuter belt, being in County Meath. So houses are very expensive. The cost of building a house is very high, much higher, for example, than in other parts of the country. And if, for example, a house comes onto the market in our local area, it will be sold to the highest bidder, often pricing locals out of the market. And, of course, there's no stipulation that the buyer should be an Irish speaker. So I'm not too sure how to get around this, but perhaps something like a tax break or an exemption from stamp duty for local Irish speakers would help, that they could at least be in a position to put in a bid on the house. Now, I know that sounds like discrimination in favour of the local person, but I would see it as positive discrimination in favour of preserving the language, which is much more important.
Yeah, and some of those protections used to exist.
They did, and they did, indeed some of them still do exist. For example, if you want to build a house in the Gaeltacht, you must have a local need, for example, and you must also submit a language impact statement to kind of prove that, you know, if you're not an Irish speaker, you're at least willing to try and to bring up your children as Gaeilge. So there are things there, but a lot more could be done to maybe ease that burden. I mean, they could bring back the reintroduction of the Gaeltacht housing grants, for example, for new builds. Mm-hmm. And for renovations to older houses, that would help. That was all done away with the crash, so, I mean, they have not been restored.
And the new families that are moving in, are they perhaps making an effort to try and learn Irish?
Oh, yeah, and I mean, some of them moving in are fantastic people, and quite often people who move into a Gaeltacht area, especially if they have Irish, they're maybe even more passionate at times to get involved in getting things going as Gaeilge. But these people, like a priority for us, for example, would be the establishment of a permanent all-Irish play school, which is called a Nienra as Gaeilge. And that we would need that on our own site with safe, well-equipped play areas. And that would provide the youngest community members with strong foundations in Irish from their earliest years, and instill in them a pride, I suppose, and a fluency that will be invaluable as they grow.
Mm.
And with the NINRA, of course, or the All-Irish Play School of our own, parents in the area could feel confident that their children, for example, will experience a rich, immersive Irish language education right from the start before they even go to primary school.
Yeah, and obviously there's an election on at the moment, Harry, and that's part of the reason why your group is trying to bring attention to this. Have you received anything in terms of any assurances or promises or ideas from the candidates going around the place?
Our junior minister for the Gaeltacht Dáil, Thomas Byrne, is very, very supportive. And it also helps as well by the fact that he's an Irish speaker. And that always helps if the minister is an Irish speaker. So it's nice to be able to conduct your business as Gaeilge with a minister. But we would be pushing for things like the employment of a community development officer. That would be transformational. An individual perhaps who could perhaps coordinate and grow initiatives to keep the Irish language at the heart of our community. A development officer, for example, could oversee a youth club, Irish language classes, workshops, culture events or activities that connect our community across the generations. And this role would also help to strengthen our community's resilience against the pressures threatening our Gaeltacht, and to create meaningful opportunities for engagement and connection. But things like that would be very important. The establishment of an INRA, some help with the housing and a development officer.
And as things stand now, Harry, I know this is probably anecdotal, but you live there. When you go around into the shops and all that kind of thing, are you hearing more English being spoken?
Absolutely, yeah. And that is, oh, you see, we are surrounded by English-speaking communities, so it's been a challenge from the word go. And even when the families moved there in 1937, of course, they were totally surrounded by English-speaking people outside of that small community. And quite often, the only way to conduct business was through English. If they went into the local towns, into Navan, or in the case of Rakarn, if they went to Atboy or Kells, I mean, you had to conduct your business as Berla.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of these people, the older people especially, only had Irish. They had no English at all, some of them.
Yeah, indeed. No, it's bound to be bilingual, but I suppose within the areas themselves, that there would be people coming in, and then that kind of starts to gradually break down a bit.
Yeah, well, we're battling hard to keep the percentage of Irish speakers up, and that's why, you know, it's very important when you're dealing with Meath County Council or whatever that, you know, zoning in areas like the two Gaeltacht in Meath, like where you don't have large-scale developments in place where they can just be sold on the open market.
Yeah.
And they're sold to the highest bidder. And, you know, that will inevitably lead to a drop in the percentage of Irish speakers versus the English speakers.
Mm.
So that would create a big problem, of course.
But I suppose by the same token, you might have people moving into the area who aren't really Irish speakers. Do you have people also leaving the area who are Irish speakers but can't afford to live?
Of course, you have your younger generation of people who leave, and that's a problem. And a lot of that is down to the housing problem, because, you know, it's very difficult to build a house. I was very lucky when myself and my wife Noreen built our house in Ballygibb. We went into our local bank. We were both teachers. They said, "Oh, I suppose it was at a time when teaching was valued as a very, very important job. Maybe not so much anymore." But we went into our bank. We had no problem securing a mortgage. We were able to build a house, and a house that we could afford as two teachers. I think two teachers today going into the bank may not necessarily be able to get a mortgage big enough to build a house in Ireland today.
Mm, yeah, it's true for you, it must be said. I should also point out before I let Harry go that St. Patrick's Classical School has a long and proud like some of the alumni include Dylan Moore and Tommy Tiernan.
Tiernan, Hector O'Hockagon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Also, we got a text in from David Beefy Effe. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his surname correctly. He says, "Good man, Harry. Good to hear you after a long many years. I'm driving down the freeway in Atlanta, Georgia."
Have David Eve.
Yes. Yes. It's nice to hear my old Irish teacher. So
I remember David very fondly. Yes. Yeah.
So absolutely. The influence there is has gone far and wide.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And we're very lucky here. We have nearly 1,000 boys, and we're very lucky. They're fantastic lads, and they just are a credit to our school always. And no matter where they go in the world, they always seem to stay in touch. They stay in touch with their friends they've made here. The friends they make here, I suppose, are their friends for life. And, you know, there's a great camaraderie between them, and you meet them many years later. They call back in to see us, which is always lovely.
Yeah. Harry, thanks a million for speaking with us today.
That was, no problem, Sean.
That was Harry McGarry there, principal of St. Patrick's Classical School in Navan. One texter says, if there was a tax benefit to speaking Irish, you can be damn sure the number of Irish speakers in the country would jump. And it wouldn't just be in the Gaeltacht. It should be everywhere, but they need to pass the test, kind of like a driving test. Well, obviously, if there was a tax break for Irish speakers, I'm sure there would be a lot more of us, says somebody else, saying pretty much the same thing. But again, you'd have to be an actual Irish speaker.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.